The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Hello, everybody. Amanda Richard here, and tonight on the Music Room, we've got a real treat, or at least it'll be a treat for me. We're going to be talking with one of my guitar idols, Russ Barenberg, who's been playing music professionally, I think off and on since he was 16 or 17. He plays a whole bunch of different styles of music, but those of us in the old-time bluegrass tradition really, really enjoy his playing a lot. As a matter of fact, if I turn the theme song up, that's Russ, along with Edgar Meyer and Jerry Douglas, doing the theme song for the Music Room here on WVUD. Let's give a listen to something else from the same 1993 release. We're going to give a listen to The Travels of Mr. Hulot, from the same CD that Jerry Douglas, Russ Barenberg, and Edgar Meyer put out in 1993. The name of the CD was Skip, Hop, and Wobble. So let's get this tune playing, and we'll get him on the phone. Well, we've got a wrong number here, but let's give a listen to another song that Russ Barenberg played on, and I will try again to raise him. We're going to go back to, I think, about 1987, and this is a track that he did called Halloween Rehearsal. And hopefully by the time this track gets done, I will have gotten him on the phone. It's amazing how much the telephone works better if you have the right number. Russ Barenberg, thanks so much.
Oh, well, thank you, Richard. It's very good to be here with you.
Well, I appreciate it. And, I got a very nice man down in Nashville, Tennessee, said, buddy, you got the wrong number. But we got this all squared away. Before the show began, I played the first track that I ever heard from you, Cowboy Calypso, and they heard The Travels of Mr. Hulot from your collaboration with Jerry Douglas and Edgar Meyer. And I've got Halloween Rehearsal playing in the background now. My heavens, you play a whole variety of different kinds of music.
Well, you might think of it that way. I don't think of things in terms of kinds of music so much. Because it's all sort of blended together in terms of what you hear and learn through your lifetime. So it comes out in different ways.
I'm really glad to hear you say that, because that's one of the points that I make. It doesn't matter what you call it. It's all under one big tent.
Yeah, it's music. I mean, for me, it's just, the fun part about it, about it is to discover new things, not necessarily revolutionary or revolutionary things, but just to build on, you know, on what you know, and to make discoveries in terms of composing or textures or arrangements, any of those things.
Well, I think one of the things that has always impressed me about your music is you sort of collaborate with people from all sorts of different kinds of backgrounds, all sorts of different kinds of influences. I mean, one of the sequences you're doing now is you've been doing a lot of work with people on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean.
I've worked a lot over the last 20 years on a project called the Transatlantic Sessions, which involves a lot of musicians from the British Isles. The whole premise of that is to mix, you know, American musicians with British Isles musicians and see what happens. But within that project, there's a lot of variety in the types of music that they do, that we do. And yeah, actually, in recent years, I've been doing more gigs in Europe, a lot of them solo. So some of the things I do are collaborations, and some are based more on, you know, composing that I do on my own. But I've been lucky to play with a lot of incredible musicians, great musicians who certainly feed into what I do.
Well, I think that's one of the things that's really impressed me about your career. I mean, going back to, you know, Country Cooking and Fiddle Fever is you're always working as a collaborator with these people and bringing out the best of them and like sort of thinking about how a melodic line you come up with is going to do well for somebody else. And that's really great stuff.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
What kinds of things? The other thing I guess we should point out is you're actually a relatively local boy from Chester County, Pennsylvania.
I grew up, a good bit of my childhood was in southeast Pennsylvania, first few years in Delaware County, and then a bunch of years in Chester County till I went off to college. Yeah, I have strong roots in that part of the world. I really originally first started playing guitar and getting into music when I was living there.
I think, and then you ended up in a real musical hotbed of Ithaca, New York in the early 1970s. I mean,
right.
That was just an amazing time. I mean, for the music that I play and listen to, that was, you know, when the Highwood String Band were up there, and you guys all formed Country Cooking out of there, and it's just a lot of great stuff up there.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, and it sort of at a, you know, pretty formative time for me. There was a lot of other things there too. The guys from Orleans were there. There's a guy in my class at Cornell, an engineering student named Hugh Craig, who ended up being Huey Lewis. Huey Lewis in the News. So there was a lot of great stuff gestating there, for sure.
But that's one of the things that's just so wonderful about your music is all these different influences that have been gestating in your life since you started playing at age 13 come out in what you play.
Well, I think that's true of everybody these days. I mean, I think, you know, people hear everything now. And so you can't help but be interested and be influenced by a lot of different things. I mean, different kinds of music are not so regionally separated as maybe they once were. So, you know, everybody has access. And, you know, for the kind of people I like to play with, who are, you know, people who really get excited about what they're doing, and as most good musicians do, you know, it becomes, wow, look what you can do, kind of.
And one of the things that happens sometimes is people get so hung up with the look what I can do and playing a fast lick kind of thing, but you really get into look what I can do in terms of the melody and the harmony.
Well, yeah, I mean, after a while, for me, the fast lick thing was not particularly what I was interested in. It really wasn't my forte anyway, and I guess I took more of a compositional attitude toward my playing because I wanted each thing to be a little more unique, and I didn't quite get the same satisfaction out of pure improviser all the time, although sometimes I do, and I know it's a different thing, it's a different spirit, and I do it myself, but I really like kind of discovering, strong, interesting melodies, not necessarily fancy ones, but somehow just something that really captures me, you know, and makes me feel good and makes me feel like, wow, I've discovered something really nice here. And so it doesn't, it has to do with music more than, you know, look what you can do on the guitar, definitely. Although I like playing the guitar.
Oh, no.
And for me, it's kind of a surrogate voice. I like to play, tend to play a little more, lyrically and more vocally than maybe some others do, but
that's a very good point. I mean, when you play, it is lyrical. It is like almost like a human voice part of the time.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. Now,
if I could sing, maybe I wouldn't work so hard on the guitar. I don't know. I do sing a little, but not very much.
So you're like me. None of my bands give me a vocal mic. They're afraid of that. but this, one of the things we were talking about before you came on the air, an email, we were talking about some of the songs you've done, and one that I really like came from that Moving Pictures release you put out, and that's Magic Foot. Tell us about that.
Well, that was written on the mandolin, actually, and it's more or less a mandolin featured tune on the record. I wrote it a while ago, obviously, and kind of came out of a period of time where I was playing a lot of contra dances, hearing more French-Canadian music, and I think there's some influence from that. But it was more, just a kind of a discovery of some kind of spirit on the mandolin, involved a lot of repeating notes and just simple parts, but that built. It's a four-part tune. Actually, it took me a while before I had all four. Had the first two or three pretty quick, and then it was a matter of arranging and finding great people to play on it, and it just came together in a really nice way in the studio. I just love some of the things that happened on that song. The groove was just great, and I was playing with Glenn Wharf playing bass, who went on to play with Mark Knopfler for a bunch of years. And
wow.
Kenny Malone playing drums, Mark O'Connor was playing fiddle, and I overdubbed a few mandolins. And the percussionist, Kenny Malone, is just a joy. He found this little tiny, like 3-inch sort of bongo hand drums from somewhere. And if you listen closely on the C part of the tune, you can hear the drum playing when it goes to an E7 chord, you can hear the drum really clearly playing the seventh. Behind that, and it's just cool. So that's the fun of doing things like that, is some of the surprises, and the end result is kind of bigger than you might have imagined when you start, and you kind of get there with everybody, with everybody's input, and get a surprising result that makes you feel happy.
Well, let's give a listen to Russ Barenberg and his cast of characters here as he brings this tune Magic Foot to them, and let's hear what happens here on WVUD. and playing mandolin and guitar both on that track, Magic Foot, is Russ Barenberg. While that was playing, Russ, we were talking about you coming to town. You're going to be in Wilmington on Saturday, September 26th.
Yes, I am, doing a house concert and a workshop just outside of Wilmington.
And Steve Brightman, who's putting the event on, tells me that seats are sold out for the concert, but one of the things you're going to be doing is doing some workshops and perhaps some private lessons with people. And
I'll be doing a workshop Saturday afternoon before the concert, and then if possibly some private lessons on Sunday. And Steve, if you're listening, hello, and thanks for everything with the work of being there.
Well, he was outside doing yard work when I called his house looking for your number. So I don't know if he came inside or not. Well, I think we were also talking about the kinds of things that you're going to be teaching. And it is going to be some of technique, but it's also going to be something about how to work with a melody and both of those kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean, it can go a lot of directions depending on who's there, but I will probably try to teach one of my tunes, maybe a slower, sort of more pretty melody, and talk with people about how to make it sound good and how they can change the way they practice and listen to themselves so they spend their time well and their playing actually starts to sound better and get better. Because those are the kind of things that are hard to teach in a book, or people can learn tunes, but there's so much beyond that in terms of how to make it sound beautiful.
That's true, because I think an awful lot of us, when we're learning a tune, if we have learned bad habits, we're going to learn that new tune with bad habits.
Right, exactly.
and don't necessarily take the time to work on some of the ways to improve the tone or to position ourselves for certain kind of ornaments and improvisations.
Correct. Exactly.
All right. Well, because I messed up and didn't copy your phone number down, we're just about out of time. But, again, I really appreciate you taking the time to
It's my pleasure, and I understand you might play When It Last coming up.
Yes, I think we'll go ahead and play the title track from your 2007 CD, and there's just so much more that I'm looking forward to talk with you about when you're here in town on the 26th.
Okay, I look forward to it, Richard. Very nice talking with you.
All right, here we go, folks. Thank you, Russ, and here comes When It Last, the title track from Russ's 2007 CD.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.